Storm Brian batters the Calder Valley. As the siren sounded on the 21st of October, it seemed like an all too familiar situation for residents of the Calder Valley. For some, as Storm Brian brought intense rainfall and high winds to many parts of the Calder Valley, a repeat of the Boxing Day floods in 2015 seemed possible. One of these residents was Elle Shuttleton. When she moved out of Todmorden to the hilltop hamlet of Sharneyford, a few miles away, Elle thought she had left behind the risk of her home flooding. But when Storm Brian arrived last weekend, Elle, 45, found the steps into her home had turned into a roaring waterfall. "I moved 4 days ago, right onto the tops where you'd think you wouldn't get flooding," she said. "Looking out from my back window, there's a wall just set a bit back and a footpath above set into the hillside. It was probably about 5 p.m, I think, when I saw a little bit of a trickle, and within a few minutes, some of the bricks had flown out. We had what I can only describe as a waterfall in our backyard. Water was coming through the kitchen door and walls." Elle soon realised that there was little choice but to open the door and let the water run out through the vestibule. She said, "We would have been in 4 or 5 feet of water otherwise." Other members of the community were also seriously affected by Storm Brian. A group of residents from Stony Royd Lane and Burnley Road are angry and confused at who is responsible for the burst culverts which caused a wave of water to rush through the streets after the heavy rain. Just 12 months ago, the culvert, which passes under the nearby railway line, burst, and since then, residents have seen roads rushing with water on 2 occasions, including after Storm Brian. Burnley Road resident Kendall Lindley said, "It was like a dam had exploded. Water rushed down Stony Royd Lane onto Burnley Road. It was like a wave of water carrying mud, rubble and people's gardens away. It's dreadful. Everyone's garden is covered in mud. Half of my garden was across the road and no one is doing anything about it. But the question is, who is responsible for repairing the culverts and preventing this sort of incident from happening again?" Kendall said, "We don't know if it should be Calderdale Council or British Rail, but everyone we have asked has said it's not their problem. Apart from digging holes, nothing has been done, and people are saying it is our job to put it right, but how can we? We are as in the dark as we were 12 months ago."